Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The catcher, BJ Surhoff. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting 7th. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Manny Alexander. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Goodwin bunts towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson is hit by the pitch. Cirillo moves to second. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Palmeiro moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Palmeiro trying to get to home. Nilsson throws the ball into Surhoff, who tags Palmeiro, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Baines moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jamie McAndrew now pitching. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 0 for 1 in the game. Manto strikes out. One out. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Baines hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff is hit by the pitch. Vaughn moves to second. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Armando Benitez now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Valentin steals third. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Matheny now catching. B.J. Surhoff now playing center field. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. Manto hits a line drive into center field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Alexander. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Curtis Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orozco fires to first and picks off Vina. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Bronchi now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Jeff Hewson pinch runs for Harold Baines. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. There goes Hewson trying to get to home. Nilsson throws the ball into Valentin, who relays the ball to Matheny, who tags Hewson, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-3, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Clark now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jaha strikes out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. David Hulse now playing center field. BJ Surhoff now playing first base. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manto is 0 for 3 in the game. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Brett Barbary pinch hits for Manny Alexander. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Barbary reaches second base with a double. Manto moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manto scores. Barbary moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Brewers. Kevin Bass pinch hits for Curtis Goodwin. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barbary scores. It's Brewers, 5, Orioles, 5. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Baz moves to second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. Baz moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken is walked intentionally. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Baz scores. Palmeiro moves to third. Ripken moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.